I don't feel like enough people talk about this outro. I know it's March 14th, but I just want to like talk about the stuff that Drake unpacked on this song. Like, just hold on. Bro really says, "Single father, I hate when I hear it. I used to challenge my parents on every album, and I'm embarrassed to see I ended up as a co-parent." Do y'all know what that means? Because bro has always like talked about his mom and dad relationship. Now, that's when he was like, "My mom and dad got a divorce. I was only 5. I bet I barely reacted." Like, and now he's a co-parent. Anyway, let me just go to the next. He said, "I always promised the family unit I wanted to be different because I've been through it." Stop the freaking, stop the microphone. Just stop. Then he said, "I don't want you worried about whose house to live at, who loves you more, and who's not there. Who did what to who before you got here?" That one? That bar right there? That one he just... Dog, like, I had to sit with it, my guy. I had to sit with it. Drake, you a bad man, my guy. You a... Bro. And he said, "Hopefully by the time you hear this, me and your mother will have come around instead of cutting each other down. Lord willing, I got a good feeling. You got a good spirit. We'll talk more when you hear this. My G." Stop it! Stop it! "No one to cry on to ease the pain." Then he said, "No one to guide me. I'm all alone. I needed shelter from the rain to ease the pain. I'm changing from boy to a man." No one, mans didn't have nobody to guard him. Nobody. No shelter from the rain. No umbrella, no nothing. That Boys the Men D'Angelo sample is just crazy, but this song is amazing. I've always loved it. I think it's my favorite Drake outro. The remorse is up there, but this one is, it hits different, my guy. It hits different. Drake, you a different guy, bro.